Well, it's a privilege for me to come here to your church and speak.
来到你的小会，我感到非常的荣幸。
I just want to touch a little bit actually on what the brother shared about addictions.
我想跟大家分享一下有关有毒瘾那些人的事情。
I think something that helps me relate to the drug addicts, even though I myself do not use.
我觉得我跟他们在一起分享的时候，我自己也得到了很多的帮助，虽然我自己并没有这方面的这个问题。
And even within the Asian communities, drug addictions within churches might not be prominent.
虽然在这个亚裔的群体中有这个吸毒、这个毒瘾的人不那么多。
So what helps is to see myself also as an addict.Because I also am a sinner like they are.
通过跟他们在一起的这样的相处，让我觉得自己其实也是一个有某种毒瘾的人。我跟他们一样都是罪人。
So that's a perspective shift that took a little bit of time before I could really catch it.
我在这方面花了一点时间才慢慢意识到这个问题。
All right, so let's start by opening up in prayer.So why don't you join with me, just bow your heads or close your eyes, whatever you feel comfortable with.
让我们低头祷告。
Holy Spirit, we just welcome you in this place.
圣灵啊，我们欢迎你来到我们中间。
Jesus, would you just walk and visit us?
主啊，求你来到我们中间，来朝见我们。
God, we just pray that your word would just touch our hearts.
主啊，让你的话来触摸我们的心灵。
So Jesus, we welcome you again, and may you have your way.
主啊，我们求你来到我们的中间。
In your name, Amen.
奉主名 ，Amen.
So today, I hope to share with you guys, having an eternal perspective.
我今天要跟你们分享，要有一个永恒的意象。
And so I'm going to start by sharing that we all have a dream and a vision for the future, right?
我们大家都有某种盼望或者梦想。
For, you know, kids, it might be, okay, I'm going to do well in school, I'm going to do well in sports, and go to a good college.
对孩子来说，他们可能是想在学校里有好的成绩，想进一个好的大学。
Once you get into that stage, you're in college, you want to select the right major, you want to be successful, you want to...You got a good job.
一旦进入大学，又想选好的专业，然后想得到好的工作。
And then after you get a good job, you might get married, or you get a house, you get a nice car.
有了好工作以后，又想结婚，有一个很好的房子，有一辆好车。
So we all dream for the future.
我们都对未来有某种梦想。
And that's healthy, and that's natural.
这个也很健康，也很自然。
And so having a goal for the future is actually really important.
对将来有一个目标是很重要的。
Because in Proverbs 29:18 it says, without a vision, people perish.
因为在箴言里面说，没有意象，人就放肆。
And so it's good that we have a vision for the future again and a goal, short term and long term.
所以我们对未来存有梦想是很好的，我们有短期的或者长期的计划都是很好的。
So you can ask yourself, what are your short-term goals?
我们可以问问我们自己，我们短期的计划是什么，目标是什么。
And what are your long-term goals? What is the vision that you have for your life?
我们远程的计划又是怎么样？我们对我们未来有如何的意向
？So during the course of the message, I'm going to share a little bit about myself.
在我这个信息中间，我想跟你们分享一下我自己的梦想和意向。
Why I do that is so that I think the audience can also connect with the speaker.
这样的话，你跟我有一些认同。
Is it still on? Okay, I think it's on, but it's faint. So for myself, I am still in my master's program, and I'm studying counseling, and I'm focusing on addictions.
我自己在读一个 master 的一个学位，硕士学位，我的 重心是在于辅导，尤其是对那些有毒瘾人的辅导。
And so my short-term plans are to graduate and to be part of a church, which I am, be part of a prayer movement, and just develop that spiritual community.
所以我短期的目标是毕业，然后加入一个教会，加入一个祷告的团队。
And so that's just a little bit. So I'm going to go into different passages in the Word of the early church.
我想跟你们分享一些有关初代教会的事情。
So earlier we talked about in the natural, we have different goals and plans for the future.
我刚刚跟你们分享，很自然的，我每个人都有不同的计划和目标。
So I'm going to go into 1 Thessalonians 4.
我想跟大家先分享帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
You don't have to flip to it because we're going to hit a lot of different verses and passages today.
你不需要翻圣经，我们今天会讲很多的圣经节。
So in 1 Thessalonians 4, it talks about how the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command. And basically, I'm going to paraphrase it, he's going to rapture God's people up to heaven.
在帖撒罗尼迦第四章写到主将来如何会随着一声呼叫和巨响会从天而降，然后会把我们这些信主的人提升到空中。
And the author of this letter is Paul, Silas, and Timothy.
其实这本书的作者是保罗、希拉和提摩太。
And they end that little passage by in verse 18 saying, therefore encourage each other with these words.
在他们这个信的末尾写道，请用这些话来彼此勉励。
So we'll pause there and go into 2 Peter 3.
所以我们现在看提摩太
2 Peter 3.
彼得后书第三章。
So the context is also about God rapturing his church.
彼得后书第三章也是讲神怎么样提升他的子民。
So 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10 says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief.
这他写到主的日子到来会像贼一样。
Verse 12 again it says, as you look forward to that day.
当你在盼望那一天到来的时候。
And then again in verse 13 it says, in his promise we're looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth.
神应许说我们将要见到一个新天和新地。
So that gives the early church a different perspective in life, right?
所以这些话语给初代的教会一个非常不同的意象。
And so Paul and the early apostles were telling the church, hey, get ready, Jesus is coming back soon.
所以保罗和初代的使徒在告诉当时的教会啊，你们要准备好，主就要快来了。
So they were really expecting in their lifetime that Jesus was going to return.
所以当初每一个人都在期待，在他们有生之年，主就会到来。
So I'm going to go to another passage to back up that idea.
我们再看另外一段圣经。
First John chapter 1 verse 2.
约翰一书一章。
Just that first portion of the verse.John says, Dear children, this is the last hour.
约翰在信中写道，亲爱的孩子们啊，末时的时候要到了。
So even in that small phrase, you can see that they were expecting that this is going to be the end of the age and Jesus was coming back soon.
其实在约翰的书信中，约翰也是这样写道，这个主的日子就要到了。
And in Jude chapter 1,Something similar is found there too.
在犹大书第一章也是这样写。
Verse 18 of Jude 1 says, In the last times, there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires.
在犹大一书第一章中写道，在主快要到来的时候，就会有好讥诮的人就会出来。
So with these four passages, just really short, you can see a glimpse of the early church mentality, what they were thinking.
从这些章节中，我们可以看到 初代教会那些人的思想和意念。
The theme here is that they expected Jesus to return in their lifetime.
他们都在期待主在他们有生之年能够再来。
So why would God include these passages for us to read 2,000 years later?
为什么神会让我们在2000年以后在这个圣经中读这样的信息呢？
And even the generations before us, you know, 1000 AD, 1500 in the Middle Ages, things like that, you know, they're reading the same thing.
包括在我们以前的人，在几百年以前的人，他们同样在念这些同样的经文。
Are you guys catching it? There's something interesting here.
这个看起来是很有趣啊。
So I'm going to go one more passage. This is the last book in the Bible, Revelations chapter 22.
我们看圣经中最后一卷书《启示录》第二章。
Right near the beginning of the book, Jesus himself says that I'm coming soon.
在开始，耶稣说：“我就快来了。”
I'm going to flip to that real quick. Chapter 22, verse 7. Behold, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the word of the prophecy of this book.
在圣经启示录二十二章，耶稣说：“我必快来。”那些遵守先知书上的话语的人有福了。
And then at the very end of the whole Bible, Jesus says something similar.
在这个圣经的最后的一句话里面，耶稣说了同样的话。
He who testifies these things says, "Surely I'm coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus."
他说：“我必快来。”
So, I really believe that God's in control of His own book to His people.
我坚信神是写圣经的这个。这一个亲笔写圣经的人。
Every word and every passage has a purpose.
圣经中的每一句话，每一个段落都有它的旨意，它的目的。
And God chose to end His book with telling His people, "I'm coming soon."
神他决定在圣经的最后一章最后一节说：“我必快来。”
So why would He do that?
神为什么要这样说呢？
Let's say you're living in 1200 AD.
如果说我们现在活在2080年
Yeah, something like that. And you're reading Revelations.
我们在读启示录。
And you're like, oh, Jesus is coming soon.
我想，哦，耶稣快要来了。
And then you live like the rest of your life and you pass away, but Jesus didn't return because right now it's 2008, right?
然后你就过你的日子，然后可能就去世了，但是神还没有来。
So does that mean that God's word is invalid? He's telling His people, "I'm coming soon." So God, where are you?
这是不是意味着神的话没有效呢？因为我在想，哎，神在你在哪里呢？
So I believe God included these verses as well as the different authors in the New Testament. It's to say that maybe we're to have a perspective that Jesus is coming back in our lifetime.
神这样的写，或者前面的其他的使徒在书信中那样的写，我相信是神让我们在我们的有生之年永远保持这样的一个盼望和意向，神就要快来了，主就要快来了。
So I believe that it's a healthy expectation for every generation to expect that Jesus is coming in their lifetime.
所以我们每一个人有这样抱有这样的这样的期待。和意向对我们每个人说是非常有益的。
If you really catch this, this is going to change the way you live.
如果我们真的理解这中间的意思，这对我们如何生活会有很大的影响。
Because if every generation of believers lived as if Jesus was coming in their lifetime, maybe when they're like 45 or 50 or 20, they're going to live extravagantly for the Lord.
如果每一代人都相信主在他们的有生之年会再来，他们一定在他们有生之年会兢兢业业的，会非常极度的去顺服神。
Does that make sense?
这个大家觉得这怎么样？
If Jesus was to come back in your lifetime, you would live a little bit differently, right? Your plans, your short-term plans and your long-term plans would shift.
如果你真的相信主在你有生之年 就会再来，你的短期计划、长期计划一定会有一定的调整，是不是？
So I share this with you because I'm actually wrestling with the same things in my life.
我跟你分享这一点，是因为我自己为了这个在挣扎。
There are two sisters in my church.
我们教会有两个姐妹。
And they asked me that question.
他们问我这个问题。
And I was actually unprepared for that question. I thought about it in the past, but I was like, okay, they're really digging into this. So they asked me that question.
他们问我这个问题的时候，我其实还没有准备好。就是一下很诧异，不知道怎么回答。
They asked me, if Jesus was to come back in 3 years, how would your life be?
他们问我，如果耶稣基督在三年后就会再来，你的生活会怎么样？
And these sisters are professionally working women.
这些姐妹就是一般的工作人员。
They founded their own company.
他们建立自己的公司。
One works at Google.
有一个在 Google 工作。
And one works at a software company.
另外一个在一个软件公司工作。
So these are top-notch women in the marketplace.
他们在市场上非常优秀的女性。
So I actually admire them too.
我很羡慕他们。
As I'm sharing with them and facilitating a small group with them, I'm also learning from them.
在我跟他们分享，在小组里分享的时候，从他们身上也学到了很多。
So these women have actually thought about this question. Wow, if Jesus was to come back in my lifetime, I think I may just quit my job and just go to China for missions. They're Chinese.
就我想了，如果真的三年以后神会再来，我可能就放下我的工作，我就去中国去宣教去了。
And of course, everyone has a different calling, and God's going to speak to people differently.
当然，每个人都会有不同的呼召，神会对每个人说不同的话。
So you really have to listen to the Holy Spirit, listen to God, what He says for your life.
我们真的需要聆听圣灵对我们的引导。
There's no one general rule that, oh, everyone's going to go to China and do ministry or everyone goes to missions. God's calling us to different places, even if Jesus was to return in our lifetime.
如果神主耶稣在我们有生之年会回来神可能会差遣我们到不同的地方。
So it's not just being a missionary, it could be a business person in the market field, sharing God's light to your coworkers.
你不仅仅可以成为一个宣教士，你也可以在你的工作场所跟大家分享神的福音。
Maybe you're in school, you're in junior high or high school. God's placed you there.
神肯定就把你放在你的中学或者高中里面。
So there's a purpose in the place God's put us.
所以神把我们放在任何地方都有神的旨意。
So for myself, I am placed in the counseling field.
现在我自己就在心理辅导这个领域中间。
And I'll be working with youth that are low income, that are in foster care, or don't have parents.
我主要是跟那些低收入的孩子、被领养的孩子、没有父母的孩子、孤儿这些人一起工作，跟他们一起帮助他们。
So where is God calling you?
神是怎么样呼召你呢？神呼召你去哪里呢？
Everyone has a different direction, vision, personality, perspective.
每个人都有自己的方向、意向、不同的个性。
God may use your own heart's desire for you to bring clarity to your life.
神会用你所有的一切来引导你前面的道路。
Or you might actually.Sense things from the Word of God, or even people around you in the church to speak to you.
神也许会通过他的话语，或者通过你周遭的人来带领你。
Maybe there's a brother or sister in the church that really sees a gift that you have and encourages you.
也许教会的弟兄姐妹看到你身上的恩赐，就会鼓励你往那个方向发展。
So we're placed differently in different places.But how does that align with the idea that, wow, maybe it's healthy for us to have a perspective that Jesus is coming back in our lifetime?
所以这样看来，如果我们对神在我们有生之年再来真的抱有永恒的期待的话，这真的是对我们有益的。
So I want to ask everyone to think about it a little bit. If Jesus was to come back in your lifetime, how are you going to live?
我想叫在座的人都思考一下。如果 主耶稣基督在你有生之年会再来的话，你会如何生活？
And I'll share about myself. For me, I think I may not go for the licensure after my master's program.
我自己来说，我拿到硕士以后，我不一定去考一个执照。
Because that takes a process of an additional 2 or 3 years.
因为这还要花两年多的时间。
And mostly it's voluntary work, just like a doctor for the residency.
这个工作也会是很多是义工或者在医院里做实习。
So that's what it's like for me practically, or even where I should focus in terms of ministry. It's still in San Jose or another country.
对我来说，我想以后还是在 San Jose 呢，还是去另外一个国家。
So I think it's healthy for me to start thinking about these things.
我现在开始思考这些问题，我觉得对我自己非常有益。
So keep that question in the back of your mind.
所以你们平时有时间可以想一想这个问题。
So having an eternal perspective, what do we know about heaven?
如果我们有这个永恒的意象的话，我们对天堂可能又有一些问题。
Because we're here at church every Sunday, or you guys have small groups, and we're gathering, to worship God.
我们在这里每个星期天在这里崇拜。
So what are we looking forward to?
我们在盼望什么呢？
For most Christians,We have this idea that, okay, I accepted Jesus, I go to church, I do my quiet times and devotions, and I have a ticket to heaven. And, yeah.
对很多基督徒来说，我已经信了主，我参加崇拜，我已经有了天堂的门票。
And so, heaven is like this abstract idea in our brains, right?
天堂在我们的头脑中是一个非常庞大的一个概念。
And it was for me too. I would think, like most people, like, okay, I'm going to go to heaven and we're just going to worship God every day and just like float on clouds, like, woo!
对我来说也是这样。我们将来会去天堂，每天就敬拜主，就像要拼在云彩中间一样。
And we're going to play our harps, you know, and be like angels and sing to God.
我们会弹我们的竖琴，向神献上我们的赞美。
To me, that wasn't that exciting.
对我来说好像也不是那么
Right, right.
有意思吧。
I mean, maybe some of you guys are excited about it. That's awesome. But for me, I'm like, no.
可能你们中间有的人会觉得这个很有意思，对我来说，没有，好像不是太有意思。
But we see in Revelations that Jesus will reign for 1,000 years on the earth.
但在启示录里面说，耶稣会作王1000年。
And he's actually going to be a king in Jerusalem.
耶稣将会成为耶路撒冷的王。
And if that's the case, that means, wow, people are going to be alive.In that 1,000-year reign.
这样说来，人们将和耶稣在这1000年中一起同活。
So that has changes our perspective a little bit. That wow, people are going to be alive if we're faithful in Christ. We're going to be resurrected with Christ to reign with Him for 1,000 years.
我们都将会复活，都会和耶稣一起作王1000年。
Again, that is if you are a faithful believer.
如果你是一个非常忠心的信徒。
We don't have time to go into eschatology, but this is actually very clear in Revelations that Jesus will reign for 1,000 years.
在启示录中，这个很非常清楚，耶稣会作王1000年。
And so human life will continue, just like you and I are here, you know, in this school.
所以我们的生命会延续，就像在这里一样。
People will be married, they'll have children, they will have jobs.
人们照样会结婚，会有孩子，会有工作。
You know, they'll be able to have fun, go on vacations, and enjoy the earth.
他们可以享受去度假，来在这个世界上就享受他们的日子。
So for myself, if I get resurrected and...be part of that 1,000-year reign, I imagine it to be really exciting.
我对我自己来说，如果我也被复活， 然后和主一起同活，同作王一千年的话，这听起来比较有意思。
I would think I'm gonna go windsurfing, but because I have a glorified body at that time, I would just surf through the waves and just like fly and be like, yeah, this is awesome.
我想那时候我就会去冲windsurfing.
Or surfing, yeah.
冲浪。那时候因为我会有一个荣耀的身体啊，我就可以在这个风口浪尖上。非常能够自由的飞翔。
I can go through the water and not worry about drowning because I can fly and I can walk on water.
我就可以到水里面去，我不会害怕会被淹，因为我可以飞。
And at that time, you know, the sharks and the whales, everyone's friendly, so you say like, hey, what's up?
那时候所有的这些鲨鱼啊什么的都是很友好的。
And that's the reality. In Jesus' reign, the earth will have a new order of things.
在耶稣作王的时候，这整个天地就会一个新的次序。
So that just sharing that gives people a different perspective, something to look forward to in heaven.
如果我们把这个和大家分享，大家就会有一种对天堂的盼望。
I'm going to go through another set of passages that speaks on eternal rewards.
我想跟大家分享一下我有关赏赐的经节。
So I'm going to go through this fast. It's Matthew 16:27.
马太福音十六章。
For the Son of Man is going to come in His Father's glory with His angels.
人子将会在父的荣耀中和天使一起降临。
And He will reward each person according to what He has done.
他会按照每人所行的来报应他们。
1 Corinthians 3:14.
哥林多前书第三章。
If what He builtsurvives, he will receive his reward.
如果他所建立的能存留的话，他必得到赏赐。
Colossians 3:24.
哥罗西书第三章。
Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward,
既然你们知道你会从神那里得到基业。
I'm not going to continue that verse, but basically the theme is reward. Oh, the rest of the verses.It is the Lord Jesus Christ you're serving.
你要知道你所服侍的是主耶稣基督。
And again in Revelations chapter 22,
在启示录二十二章。
Behold, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done.
看啊，我就要再来，赏罚在我，我会按照每个人所行的来报应他们。
So earlier we spoke about what is our short-term dreams, perspective, and goals, right?
前面我们谈了我们的短期或长期的计划应该怎么样。
But knowing this piece of information that, wow, everything that I do in my time on earth, I will be rewarded in heaven.
我们要知道我们现在在世上做的每件事情到天上都会得到赏赐。
So be it, maybe you're serving the homeless, or you're serving the poor within your church, or
也许你在侍奉无家可归的人，也许你在服侍贫穷的人。
Or you're faithfully serving at your church or small group.
或者你在忠心的在教会的小组中服侍。
Or you're developing your talent of teaching, worship, musical worship.
或者你在培养自己在崇拜。敬拜方面的恩赐。
Or maybe you're part of the marketplace doing business, expanding your business, or your talents, which we can talk about money, you're expanding what you have and growing it.
也许你在市场上要发展自己的公司，然后让自己的公司壮大。
For students, it might be faithfulness in school.
对学生来说，就在学校里好好的学习。
So all of these things.We do on the earth has value in the future.
我们在这世上做的每件事情，在将来都是有价值的。
We spoke of Jesus coming to reign on the earth, and that we will reign with him, or the faithful ones will reign with him.
我们提到耶稣将作王啊，我们这些忠心信靠他的人会跟他在一起作王。
So maybe the things that we're involved with now.We might be continued to be involved with in the future.
我们现在所做的事情，将来有可能我们还会继续再做。
Let's say you're a researcher.
如果说你现在是一个科学工作研究者
，or a scientist or an engineer.
是科学家、工程师。
And you know, in the capital of the world, in Jerusalem, Jesus holds a conference.
在世界的这个首都耶路撒冷，耶稣会开一个会议。
And he imparts wisdom to his own people.
他把所有的智慧分派给他的人。
Hey, this is, dude, have you ever considered this, doing this this way, you know, developing the microchip a little bit thinner with this type of process?
他会建议啊，你可以这样子来啊，开发你的产品，这样那样的。
Or if you're a scientist, how to develop this particular research, develop healthier plants.
他可能会跟科学家建议你应该怎么样开始你的研究。
So the possibilities are endless.
所以这个各种各样的情况是这个无穷无尽的。
And what I described is totally possible.
我所讲的是完全可能的。
And God may call us into that field because of the things that we're involved with, being faithful where we're at.
如果我们忠心的在我们所做的事情上工作，神也许就会呼召我们在那个领域里继续工作。
So again, the things that we do has value. Even a cup of cold water for a stranger that's passing by, Jesus will remember that.
所以我们做的一切都是有价值的，甚至我们是把一杯凉水给一个陌生人喝，也是有价值的。
He knows us inside and out, every event in our minds, in our lives, and things that we say.
主监察我们的一切，一切在我们头脑里的他都监察。
So yes, we spoke on rewards and we spoke on eternal perspective.
我们分享了有关赏赐和永恒的意象。
So I kind of think of it as, wow, I'm on a life internship for 70 years right now.
那我感觉好像我在这里做，在这个世界上做习生，做实习生要做七八十年的样子。
And that perspective gives me a perspective for eternity, that my life now is just an internship because we're going to live forever with God.
这样的展望和意向让我想到，我现在活的日子就像做一个实习生一样，因为将来的日子还很长。
So with that in mind, oh my goodness, life is really short. How am I going to live?
啊，现在这样一看，哇，生命实在是非常的短暂，我应该怎么生活呢
？How am I going to spend my time？
我应该怎样度过我每的一天呢
？My energy，
我的能量，我的金钱
，My focus in life and direction，
我的生活中的重心和方向。
Because again, we spoke of rewards. God says, "I'm going to give you rewards in heaven." And in another passage, it says, "If what you had built stands the test." It will survive, and you will be rewarded.
因为神说到天上，我会给你赏赐。如果你所建立的能够经过这个试炼，能够存留的话，你必得到赏赐。
So what does that test look like?
那是怎么样的试炼呢
？Maybe it's just our own hearts.
也许就是我们的心。
A lot of us, within the Christian community, says that, "Hey, I live for God."
在主的这个大家庭中，很多时候有人会说我为主而活。
But do we really live for God?
我们真的为主而活吗
？And I say the same thing back to myself.
我对自己也问同样的问题。
And it's healthy to inspect ourselves.
每次这样检查自己，对我们是有益的。
How am I spending my time, my energy, my focus? Right now, it's in counseling.
我现在在辅导工作中如何？注入我自己的能量，我的时间。
So to use what God has involved me with, how can I use it for Him and His kingdom?
我怎样用我的恩赐在神的国度里来实行神的旨意呢
？So these are questions that we can ask ourselves. Okay, the things that I'm involved with, do they really have value in eternity?
我们可以都问自己这个问题：我现在做的事情，在永恒之中是不是有意义呢
？You know, when Jesus spoke, he spoke about having humility, you know, feeding the poor, caring for the orphans, things like that.
耶稣要我们谦卑，让我们去服侍那些贫穷的人，那些孤儿。
And basically seek him with our hearts. Jesus' commandment was, love the Lord God with all your heart.
神要求我们尽心尽意的去爱神。
So love God and love your neighbors.
爱神爱邻舍。
And if we can live that out, we're doing God's perfect will.
如果我们能够把这个活出来，我们真的是遵守了神的旨意了。
Of course, that's going to look differently for each person.
当然，对每个人来说，的具体的事可能不一样。
But if we can confidently say that, hey, I am trying my best to love God and love people around me, then that's great.
如果我们能说我在尽我的力量来爱神，爱我周遭的人，那就很不错。
And so we're doing God's will, and God will reward us for what our focus is at.
所以我们要实行神的旨意，神必赏赐给我们。
So I'm going to take some time for us to just meditate and also put ourselves, place ourselves before God.
我想叫大家一起低头思考，在神的面前思考一下。
What are the things that I might need to change?
有什么事情我需要改变的吗？
If Jesus was to come back in my lifetime.
如果耶稣在我有生之年就会再来的话。
Maybe it's just one or two things that God's touching your heart right now to change.
也许神现在在跟你说话，有一两件事情神可能需要你做一些改变。
Maybe it's how you manage time, money, or time with family.
也许是神要叫你调整一下，你如何花你的金钱，如何安排你的时间，你跟你家人的时间。
Or it might be how you're engaging in fellowship within your church.
也许是你跟弟兄姐妹之间的相交。
For some, it might be continuing being faithful in education or keeping good health.
对有的人说，可能是继续的受教育，在身体方面有更好的保养。
So be allow the creativity to come because God's going to speak to each of us.
神愿意我们的创造力都发挥出来，神会对我们每个人说话。
So we'll wait on God for a few moments.
让神跟我们说话。
So as I challenge all of you,
当我向大家挑战的时候，
I took time to challenge myself before the message.
我在准备这个信息的时候，我向自己也发出了挑战。
For me, I value community and growing the church that I'm involved with.
对我来说，我现在在建造一个教会。
So I'm going to commit my times to deepening friendships.
我要花更多的时间跟我周遭的人建立友谊。
Developing accountability and just friendship, well, I already said friendship, accountability and also encouraging my church members in growing.
得到大家的信任。
Another aspect is having a heart for the people that I counsel.
第二件事是对我所要辅导的人有真的爱心。
So what is God challenging you today?
神是怎样挑战你的呢？
Because I guarantee you, if you can accept the idea that Jesus is coming back in your lifetime, you're going to live differently. So things will change.
我相信如果你真的也相信神在你有生之年就会再来的话，这对你的生活一定有很大的影响。
So we're just going to pray.
我们就要祷告。
Holy Spirit, I just pray that you would come and that you would move within our hearts.
圣灵啊，请你来，你在我们的心中动工。
What are some key things you want us to change if you're calling us to change it?
如果你在呼召我们做某种的改变，是哪些改变呢？
Allow us to step into action in practical ways.
让我们能够行动起来。
God, we just pray that the things that we learn in church or Bible study would not just stay in our heads.
我们祈求我们在 Bible study 中学到的东西不会就光光停留在我们的脑子里。
But that it would move into our hearts and finally to step out in action.
它会在我们的心中做工，让我们真正的把它行出来。
So that the Word of God comes alive.
守神的话在我们的身上就会活出来。
So Jesus, we just thank you for
what
you're showing us.
主啊，我们感谢你，你向给我们所启示的。
In Jesus' name I pray, Amen.
奉耶稣基督名祈求， Amen.
So something practical I would like all of us to engage with.
一件很实际的事情，我希望大家可以一起做。
I believe there are some of you that responded to the message and really sense, okay, there's things I need to change in my life.
我想你们很多人对这篇信息可能有所回应，你会想，有几件事情我需要改变一下。
So I want you to step out in action by telling two other people today what those things are.
我想叫你今天就有一些行动。你就跟两个人去说，这两个你想改变的事情是什么？
That may feel a little bit uncomfortable.
可能觉得会有点不太自在。
But that stretches us to be able to live out what we are impressed with or what we decide to do.
但这可能会挑战我们，让我们真的能够采取行动，来把耶稣给我们的感动能行出来。
So maybe someone shares something to you.
当其他人跟你分享的时候
hopefully you can have a humble heart to encourage that person.
愿我们有一个谦卑的心来鼓励这个人。
And in our church, we try to do it weekly.
在我们的教会，我们每个星期都这样做。
And we check up on each other. So, hey, how did that go?
我们互相会鼓励，哎，怎么样，做怎么样啊？
So,That's just to allow us to be practical in terms of responding to a message or even God's own word.
这样就使得我们能够真的是把这个话语变为行动，每次都能够彼此的督促。
So I'd just like to ask, and you guys can just bow your heads again, I would like to ask, for those that you feel something needs to change, everyone just bow your heads.
你觉得自己想要有所改变的，请低头祷告。
And just raise your hand before God.
在神面前举起手来。
Because God will honor what you're choosing to do.
神一定会在你选择这个事情上来尊敬你。
And He will reward you because you're responding to the Holy Spirit.
他也会赏赐你，因为你对圣灵做出了反应。
So thank you for those that responded.
感谢你。
As we grow in this type of lifestyle, week by week,
如果我们照这样的方式 这样一个星期一个星期这样去生活的话,
we're going to see a big change in our life over a 10-year span.
在10年之中间, 我们可能就会发现我们的生活有了很大的改变。
Because we're actively engaging in responding to a message or God's word.
因为我们积极地去回应神的信息。So
thank you, God, for speaking to us.
神啊, 感谢你对我们说话。
And that you would give us grace to carry out what you're calling us to do.
求神给我们恩典, 带领我们如何去行。
Let's pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督名求, amen.
Thank you.